back, folks. I don't want to spend too much more time on H-1B visas because to truly describe the number of ways that they are a scam, it's just assuming. You could just trust me on this. But I will talk about it a little longer. But I will talk about it a little bit longer. So you've got 36,000 degrees being sold for about $1,000 to anybody and everybody from one of India's top premier universities. Isn't that wonderful? In India, cheating mafias and coaching factories thrive on students' thirst for success. 73% of all Indians claimed that they cheated to achieve their goals. You have 62.61. I'm sorry, that's a different thing. But yeah, 73% was the number that I heard. India's exams are plagued by cheating. India's education system is brutal. The bar for entry to universities is extraordinarily high. There's a nearly unlimited pool of applicants for the top institutions until it changed its policies this year. Delhi University, among the best, required prospective students to have scored at least 99% on their school leaving exams. Cheating is extremely widespread. It's also organized and elaborate. In a survey in 2021 by Learning Spiral, a big provider of online exam software, 73% of university students admitted to cheating in online tests. Neha, who teaches at an engineering college in Maharashtra, a western state, reckons that 90% of her students cheat in some form. This is the a lot of people, they post about this a lot. Perm is one of the things they call it. Ask for your perm to be advertised in a rural community in Oklahoma. Always gets approved that way. Yeah, we need a full audit of the H-1B system ASAP. This is a post from Reddit, where they're talking about how they're upset because they have to advertise for Americans in order to qualify for H-1B visas. And so this person says, my perm is supposed to be filed next month and I'm up for promotion to manager. I don't think perm will be approved given the current timelines. This person says, have faith, perm will be approved. You must be hopeful. Ask for perm to be advertised in a very rural community in OKC. Always gets approved that way. Yes, just advertise at a place where you know there are no applicants. And that way you technically fulfill the obligation without complying to the spirit of the law whatsoever. Matt Forney at Real Matt Forney has covered this quite a bit. Whistleblower formerly a Freddie Mac discusses how Indians purge non-Indians from every company where they get power. According to the whistleblower, Freddie Mac managers get a kickback for every consultant they add to projects, which has led to Indians within the organization bloating up teams with labor from another Indian body shop called TCS. The whistleblower also reports that Indian managers will make up damning complaints about their American underlings to keep them from getting promoted. The whistleblower quit his job upon discovering his green card holding Indian manager was doing this. That was Freddie Mac, right? A government-subsidized organization. Also from Matt Forney, a whistleblower at GM Financial blew the lid on Indian ethnic nepotism and discriminatory hiring. According to the whistleblower, GM's financial IT department was recently taken over by Indians who were previously employed at Capital One and Amazon. Upon their arrival, they immediately implemented stack ranking and began using it to get rid of non-Indian employees. GM Financial experienced layoffs the first year. The new CIO, Chitra Hurl, joined the company. Hurl had previously worked at Silicon Valley Bank prior to their failure and had worked at Capital One before that. The laid off employees were naturally replaced with Indian H-1Bs and contractors. However, following Trump assuming office in January, the company put their foot down and refused to hire more H-1Bs. GM Financial chose not to renew Hurl's contract recently and she departed from the company. But again, this just happens over and over and over again. Anybody involved in these corporations can tell you how this goes. From Amanda Goodall, another person who's very good on this, at The Job Chick on X, The Job Chick, 38,007. That's how many H-1B approvals from just these 11 companies have racked up in 2025 so far. So Amazon, JP Morgan Chase, Microsoft, Apple, Meta, Cisco, Tata Consultancy, Visa, AWS, that's Amazon Web Services, General Motors, and Amazon Data Services combined have hired 38,000 Indians. That's 38,000 graduates without jobs. That's 38,000 Americans being replaced. It's 38,000 high-paying jobs in technical fields that are being farmed out to foreigners who are gaming the system with, you know, cheating results on their exams, with body shops funneling them in, with CEOs that are serving their ethnic supremacy by firing white people and hiring their own. And Trump's in favor of this.
I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th, 2025 Veterans Day. You have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air. The globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building, and the website, but not we the people of the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. And thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at x.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. If you want to know more about the way H-1B visas are a gigantic scam, we do have an article at Infowars.com by Patrick Howley. Big companies get workers from H-1B only visa only posts on underground Indian job board. Major companies, including Apple, eBay, MasterCard, PayPal, and American Eagle, get workers from discriminatory H-1B-only or H-1B-preferred ads posted by third-party clients in an underground job board owned by a man in India, according to bombshell evidence produced exclusively by Patrick Reports. So, again, globally sourced scab workers competing for American jobs and doing it in a gamed and rigged system in which they discriminate against Americans fairly openly, and nothing's being done about this. So, yeah, it has to end, and it is a deep betrayal of Trump to his own base to allow this to continue for any length of time. Now, I'm not sure. I was going to bring this up in the same thing as H-1B, but I'm not sure if they're talking about what type of immigration they're talking about here. But this is why immigration is such a big deal, from John Robb on X. At the municipality level, an immigration influx equals to 1% that equals 1% of the local population causes a 6% increase in rents and an 11% increase in house prices within 5 years. And our influx is at 14%. You want to talk about house prices rising? You want to talk about the unaffordability crisis? And this is from September 2025. This is brand new. And their study shows 1% boost in immigration leads to a 6% increase in rents and an 11% increase in house prices. And we're not at 1%. We're at 14%. So, again, compounding issues here. Compounding issues. And then on top of that, you've got Trump saying this. Clip number two. He's in favor of 600,000 Chinese students coming into this country to get our education and go back home. Let's watch.
Folks are not thrilled about this idea of hundreds of thousands of foreign students in the United States. We have about 350,000 Chinese. One point during COVID, you were going to, you know, push to, you know, get them out, but that was pulled back. You've said as many as 600,000 Chinese students could come to the United States. Why, sir, is that a pro-MAGA position when many American kids want to go to school? And there are places not for them, and these universities are getting rich off Chinese money.
Sure. Never said about China, but we do have a lot of people coming in from China. We always have China and other countries. We also have a massive system of colleges and universities. And if we were to cut that in half, which perhaps makes some people happy, you would have half the colleges in the United States go out of business.
So what?
Well, I think that's a big deal.
Are they fans,
you would have the
fans of the United States?
Yeah, but you would have, as you know, historically, black colleges and universities would all be out of business. You would have a system of colleges and universities.
Wait, so we're dependent on China to keep
I didn't even hear that part last time I watched it. Hold on. Oh, we don't need to watch. I heard it. Yeah, how much longer is this clip? Still got 1:30 left. All right, well, let's just take a pause here. Let's take a quick pause. First of all, not the most compelling argument I've ever heard. We have to let in 600,000 potential Chinese spies. Otherwise, the rabid socialists that are destroying your relationship with your daughter aren't going to be able to do that anymore. Guy, if we don't let in the 600,000 communist infiltrators, then how are the radical socialist communist blue-haired morons going to have all of their tenured cushy $100,000 jobs to teach children to hate us? I mean, come on. Without the influx of communist Chinese money and people, how are we going to keep afloat these universities that are tearing us apart from the inside and the primary progenitor of the most poisonous ideologies the world has ever seen? And they're black. We have to let in the Chinese to save the black universities. This is what MAGA was always about. This is what MAGA's always been about, is propping up the exclusionary racial universities with the communist Chinese money. It's MAGA all the way to the core, folks. What the hell are you talking about? The real thing I was shocked at, how many Chinese students attend HSBCs. Maybe I'm about to be shocked here. I've seen footage from historical black universities. I don't see a lot of Chinese walking around there. I don't see a lot of Chinese. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. HSBC most likely refers to Peking University HSBC Business School. Okay, Grok. All right. Grok's being an idiot. Let's try again. I'll have to type it out for him. How many Chinese students? All right, we'll let Trump go. I'll figure out how many Chinese students are propping up the historical black universities. I didn't realize this. I didn't realize that our precious historical black universities, you know, the one where if a white guy goes and sets up a table saying, change my mind, the entire school comes out to attack him with a screwdriver and destroy all of his stuff. And then they all make monkey noises while he's forced out of the campus, along with the security guards who facilitate the excess. You know, these beautiful bastions of learning, right? Where all of these upstanding students go to learn the values that make America great. When in reality, I don't know when this video was. It was right after Charlie Kirk's death. I'm sure people remember. Two guys went out to do a Charlie Kirk thing, set up a little table. And within 5 minutes are literally surrounded by people threatening them with the screwdrivers. The cops are staying there while people go up and rip stuff off their table. And then when the student gets up to grab his stuff back, the cop steps in to stop him from getting the thing that was just stolen from him. When you have the entire student body gathering to assault him and attack him for trying to have free speech. You know, well, the point I'm making here is historically black colleges, I'm happy for them to exist. But as they exist now, they are hives of extremism, of anti-whitism, of anti-Americanism. They are poisonous at this point. I mean, it's bad enough seeing the way college campuses, have this just mob of Antifa to attack anybody that's not there. But with HSBC, it's every student in the college comes out to screech at the white guys for daring to want to have a conversation about politics. We must uphold them. We must uplift them. We must let in 600,000 Chinese spies to achieve this. Let's go back to Trump. I'll explain all of this on the other side. Yes, it's about Israel, obviously. And if that sounds crazy, it's not. It's really not. Let's go back to Trump.
So we're dependent on China to keep our university
system
going?
But I think it's good to have, outside countries. Look, I want to be able to get along with the world.
They're not the French. They're the Chinese. They spy on us. They steal our intellectual property.
Do you think the French are better?
Yes.
Really? I don't know. I'll tell you. I'm not so sure. We've had a lot of problems with the French, where we get taxed very unfairly on our technology. They put 25% taxes on American products. Look, assuming everyone treats us badly, because that's the way I am, but we take in trillions of dollars from students. You know, the students pay more than double when they come in from most foreign countries. I want to see our school system thrive. But at the same time, I want to be, I know you and I disagree. Yeah. We're never going to agree on it, but that's okay. And it's not that I want them, but I view it as a business. We have millions and millions of people. Also, I want to get along with countries if possible. You know, people are shocked. Remember, Hillary Clinton said, we'll be in a war. I stopped 8 wars in the last 9 months. I don't want to be in wars. If I am in a war, we're going to win the thing fast, and it'll be violent. But
speaking
you know
of-
what? I don't want to be in wars. But one thing, you don't want to cut half of the people, half of the students from all over the world that are coming into our country, destroy our entire university and college system. I don't want to do that.
I wouldn't lose anything.
And don't forget, MAGA was my idea. MAGA was nobody else's idea. I know what MAGA wants better than anybody else. And MAGA wants to see our country thrive.
MAGA wants to see. MAGA wants to see 600,000. That would be a doubling of the current number of Chinese students. And talk to anybody that's at a university that has an overwhelming number of Chinese students. You'll hear horror stories. Not only is the cheating behavior that they, you know, learned in their culture in China completely rampant. They all cheat. They all are in WhatsApp groups. We've heard this over and over. Ask anybody who's attended school with them. But, like, they are all radical communists. Do you think China would allow somebody that's not a radical communist to come over? What do you think the social credit score is for? If you're not wholeheartedly dedicated to the Chinese communist cause, do you think your credit score is going to be high enough to get a multi-year pass to leave the country? No, the only people coming over here are A, the rich from China. It means they're members of the Chinese Communist Party. Nobody in China is rich if you're not a part of the party. So if you're paying double what Americans pay to go to university, it's because you're wealthy. So you're literally bringing over like the cream of the crop Chinese communist agitators to this country. They tend to all go to the same schools. Schools that we are teaching students like important engineering about like weapon systems and stuff. The Chinese students are learning this and taking it right back to China. In the best case scenario, worst case scenario, they stay here and take one of our jobs. Best case scenario, they simply are educated in our university system, taking our intellectual property, taking the effort and the energy expended to teach a student and taking it back to benefit their home country, which not only robs us of that, there was an American out there that could have been in those lecture halls but was kept out in favor of the Chinese infiltrators. What the hell are you talking about, Trump? That is so unbelievably crazy. And it's like he wants to take it from, right now, there is on the record 277,000 Chinese students in America. Is he of the belief that the American system will collapse if we don't double that number? Even taking the argument on its face, if the university system exists now, with 277,000, why would you have to add 330,000 more to keep it afloat? The whole thing's going to fall apart. Half the universities are going to go bankrupt if we don't double the number of Chinese students we have. Why aren't they bankrupt now? Like, none of this makes sense, Trump. My God. So I got grokked to figure out what the hell I was saying. How many Chinese students attend historic black universities in America? Chinese students attend historically black universities in very small numbers, with no comprehensive national data providing an exact total across all 100 HBCUs. Available sources indicate that international students overall make up only a small fraction of HBCU enrollment, only around 2.5% of undergraduates in per estimate, and Chinese students specifically are a minor subset of that minor subset, often fewer than 10 to 20 per major HBCU where data is reported. So Trump thinks that HBCUs are going to collapse if we don't let in 600,000 Chinese students when there's something like 10 to 20 Chinese students that attend HBCUs. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. So I don't know what there is, you know, what more there is to say about that, but that just doesn't make any sense. Spelman College is a HBCU, and it focuses on Chinese language and culture programs, but has no Chinese enrollment. Morehouse College ranks 981st nationally for Chinese student popularity, with very few, around 14 total international students. Not just Chinese, 14 total international students. But we have to let in 600,000 or else the poor, beautiful, precious HBCUs will collapse. The U.S. lost an average of 11,000 jobs every week in October, per CNBC. Are you getting the picture I'm trying to paint here? There's no reason to do any of this. There's no reason we need any of these people. Like, this is just a gigantic scam, and Trump's going along with it. It's absolute betrayal. I mean, what is happening? Like, honestly, what is happening right now? It gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Levitt says October CPI and data and jobs data likely never to be released. Okay, great. That bad, huh? We brought in so many Indians. I really thought that would have worked. Honestly. What's happening? What is going on? Why is Trump reversing 180 degrees on his core positions? This is nuts. This is nuts. All right, well, we'll move on, but it's just like, what are we doing? What are we doing here? That's just absolutely bizarre. From Based and Biased One, Based American. 50-year mortgages, thinking H-1Bs are making U.S. missiles. That's the other thing. He's like, you can't just take people off the street to make missiles. Missiles and armament. National Security Defense Corporations are some of the only corporations that are still even vaguely American, because you have to be a citizen to work at one, like a long-term citizen, because it's national security implications. So there's this weird thing. It's another weird thing where, like, American superiority around the world has been utterly destroyed, eviscerated, disintegrated by our participation in these exercises overseas of mass murder with no particular point. But at the same time, one of the only industries that by law cannot be hollowed out and given to foreigners, therefore is one of the primary pillars upholding our entire economy, are the weapons manufacturers that create the weapons to wage the wars overseas that are destroying America. So in this weird way, it's the people that have destroyed America that are like the last bastion of American employment, because they build missiles. And here Trump is saying we need Indians to come in and build our missiles for us. It's actually not possible. Actually, it's one of the very, very few corporations, organizations, industries, the weapons industries, that you cannot work in as an H-1B or visa holder whatsoever. Now, that is even like a distinction that doesn't quite matter anymore, because we just saw how many people are being hired by Microsoft and Amazon Web Services. These are the digital infrastructure that uphold our national security, that our Pentagon operates on. So why you would let, you know, visa workers, foreigners work in those organizations also doesn't make any sense, but they're not under the same restrictions that the weapons manufacturers are. So it's all a little bit weird, but it's just another thing that Trump is just stupidly wrong about. I'm not trying to be, but like, what am I supposed to say about all this? Trump can say something else. Trump can do something different. Trump can actually benefit Americans, and then we'll have a chance to actually save this country. But if he keeps going down the road he's going down, he's like a bigger threat than the left at this point. 50-year mortgages, thinking H-1Bs are making U.S. missiles, abysmal deportation numbers, Antifa still mobilizing against TPUSA, walking back the $100,000 H-1B sponsorships, rhinos refusing to gerrymander, Republicans infighting, communists getting elected mayor of the world's financial hub, AG getting elected after fantasizing about murdering Republican children, Tucker being ostracized by AIPAC-funded Congress members. Am I missing anything? I mean, yeah, there's a bunch. There's a bunch that you're missing. I'm reading this off the screen, by the way. It's just, you know, what are we supposed to do? H-1B visa program in a nutshell. H-1B sponsorship approved through an IT body shop called Babatech. The job doesn't actually exist. Other body shops pile on. We'll help you get to America, give you food and housing, but we'll take 30% of your salary. Again, this is like a an indentured servitude kind of thing that they're operating under. So much for high-skilled immigration. Bloomberg just exposed how H-1B staffing firms, guys, y'all on my screen, literally sell visa slots for $1,800 a pop and offer multiple filings for $10,000 INR each. They're not hiring engineers. They're running a lottery scam, and U.S. grads are the ones paying the price. Every policymaker and immigration attorney defending the H-1B system should have to explain this screenshot, and it's a conversation between the hiring firm and the Indians that they're selling out our birthright to. So, wonderful. So you might get blocked out of college from the 600,000 Chinese students, and even if you're able to make it into college and be saddled with the debt because there's absolutely no scholarships available to you because most scholarships are, you know, reserved for certain ethnic minorities that you're not a part of, and you graduate and want to get a job, well, that job's likely going to go to an Indian who is outsourcing his job to another Indian as they systematically run through the, you know, control systems of big tech. And so it's just like, what is the point of any of this? Why are we doing any of this? What is even the argument for this? What do we not understand about America First? Why has Trump in the last week decided he's the president of the world and that MAGA means a doubling of Chinese students and unlimited Indians taking all of our jobs? What the hell is going on? It's honestly my question. We'll go to more video. Let's go to clip six here. Because again, it's like, I actually heard Nick Fuentes talking about this, and I agree with how he put it. Because he was saying that, you know, when Trump started off, it was a small team, it was self-funded, it was energetic, it was rambunctious, it was, you know, unleashed, uncontained, uncontrolled, and it was exciting, and he'd make some insane statements, and everybody would love it. And then the donors got involved, and then the establishment came in to give him advice and help him out. And that's definitely what's going on here. And because they are still arguing in this like fundamentally leftist paradigm where they are talking about HBCUs. Like, who cares? Who cares? If you want to have a black university, fine. Why does it have to be an endless welfare sink for the rest of us? If HBCUs want to go pump out graduates that, you know, become alumni and donate money and keep them afloat, wonderful. Have at it. I don't think we should have to be paying billions of dollars a year, and I definitely don't think we should be bringing in 600,000 Chinese to keep them afloat somehow. It doesn't even make sense. This is betrayal. And it's inexplicable. Because it's so easy to not make these mistakes. It's so easy to not make these choices. And the threat is nothing. So I'll show you the clip on the other side, but it's Scott Bessent being like, don't worry, only the lowest income people are going to get the $2,000 check. Yeah, okay. So it's like, we can't get anything because like we have to fund the SNAP program for the 40 million people that are going out getting their nails done with an iPhone 17, but somehow have to be on food stamps. And we're not going to get any, so it's just serving your enemies. Just the Trump administration just serving their enemies exclusively.
I'm cutting this important announcement on Veterans Day 2025, November 11th. That means you've got 48 hours to take advantage of this unprecedented sale of ultramethylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com, both the capsules and the liquid tincture. Now listen to me. You can buy one bottle of either and get another free. That's massive right now. And on top of it, every order, not just methylene blue, gets a free custom high-quality ball cap of your selection and choosing at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. This is only for 2 days. I was about to end the methylene blue ad today because we have the free baseball cap. We've done that before, and it's a huge success. People love it, and that's a big freebie. But it was Veterans Day, and I thought, why not just cut an ad about the ball cap? Why don't we make it about health and energizing our lives, not just have a nice hat and spread the word and meet my people. That's fun as well and very informative. So this is a true 360 win. I want to thank all of America's veterans of wars and conflicts. And I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for their support and their word of mouth in the info war, because we are all veterans of the fight against the globalists, their COVID attack, the transgenderism, the open borders, the leftist out-of-control tyrants. And we're winning major battles, but we have not won the war yet. We have turned the tide thanks to all of you. So I want to thank you on this Veterans Day for the next 48 hours for your support. And want to ask those of you that have been on the fence and ever tried Methylene Blue, what do you got to lose? You know InfoWars is doing a great job and changed the world. You know we're under globalist attack, so you're supporting the broadcast. You can't lose there, but when you get this incredible product, it will change your life. It does incredible things. It's so good for you, and the ball caps are awesome as well. So this is a first-time sale like it. Buy one, get one free Methylene Blue and a free ball cap. 48 hours until this Thursday at midnight Central Time at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, barring a miracle, just read the news. Corporate media is actually accurate about that. They got the state receiver in here. We've exhausted basically all of our fight. We never gave up. They can close us down, you know, anytime in the next month or so, but it looks like around January 1st is what the receiver from the state court is saying. But that's okay. A website, a studio. The info war belongs to all of us that have stood up and fought the globalists. We're going to continue on. And thealexjonesstore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by our sponsor, Bigly, that hadn't just kept InfoWars afloat. Thanks to your support, you kept us afloat through it, but has helped build the Alex Jones Network that they own. We got the backup studio. Bigger studios are being built, just as good as these, maybe even better, thanks to all your support. This is the operation you built. The InfoWar has just gotten started. It's not a website. It's not a building. It is the people who understand there's a war on for their mind, taking their country and their planet back from the transhumanist, satanic New World Order death cult. So take action now and let the tyrants and censors know you will never silence not just the people of the United States, but the people of this planet that are God-fearing and who have awoken to the tyrants and who are taking action. From the bottom of my heart on this Veterans Day, I salute all you and ask you now to count the cost and redouble your efforts in the fight by supporting the tip of the spear, the InfoWar, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is the War Room, InfoWars.com, band.video. Follow me on X at Harrison H. Smith. We're going to do a Moonbase live tonight as well, so make sure to tune in for that. We'll stream that on X. We'll probably get into some of the topics I won't be able to get into today. But I do want to encourage you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Get Methylene Blue right now. It's 2-for-1. Buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, get another one free, and no matter what you order at InfoWars, you're getting a free hat. Any purchase, any size, any supplement, any t-shirt, you get a free hat. It's a very cool hat. It's the black-on-black InfoWars hat. It sells for something like $30 in a store. We sell it for less than that, but you get it for free with any order. This is a massive sale, and it ends at midnight tonight. Buy any bottle of Methylene Blue tincture and get another bottle free, plus a free InfoWars hat in every single order. Energize and cleanse your body like never before. This 1% USP pharmaceutical-grade supplement, Ultra Methylene Blue, supports mitochondrial function for enhanced energy production, cognitive clarity, and antioxidant protection. It's perfect for fighting fatigue and boosting overall vitality. Do not miss out. The offer ends tonight at midnight. Don't wait. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today. Fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. One bottle of Methylene Blue, another one free, plus a free hat, plus additional discounts if you're a VIP member, plus if you go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, you'll let him know who sent you and make me extra happy. Well, let's get into what's happening with Antifa and all. Oh, wait. I never told you how it tied in. Okay. Let me explain how this is all Israel's fault. Let me tie everything I've talked about so far into the fact that it's Israel. Why are we letting in 600,000 Chinese students, doubling the number that are currently here, 277,000, over doubling it? Because that was a key concession that Trump made during his negotiations with China over their trade, over our trade agreement with them this year. Another primary sticking point of that was, of course, the sale of TikTok from China to Larry Ellison so he could install an IDF soldier at the heart of the operation in order to silence anybody that speaks out against Israel or the Jewish diaspora. So that's why we're taking in 600,000 Chinese students, because that was the concession necessary for America to make so Israel could control an important social media company here in America. That's what it's about. That's why Trump's having trouble defending it, because it's not actually good for America. It's not actually keeping HBCUs alive. That's ridiculous. Like a dozen Chinese students in any HBCU anywhere. It's not upholding our university system, and we wouldn't even want our university system propped up like that anyway if it was possible. No, the reason that Trump conceded to allow a doubling of the Chinese students is because that was one of the stipulations that China required to allow them to sell TikTok to Larry Ellison so that he could censor anti-Semitism. Okay? You know, don't tell me it's not important. Don't tell me Israel is a distraction. It's the driving force behind like all this other crap. It's infuriating, but that's just the case. All right, so if you were wondering why I was saying that, there's why. Because that 600,000 agreement was established during the tariff negotiations. A primary sticking point was China's unwillingness to sell TikTok. Trump had to make some concessions there. By the way, I mentioned this on X. Do you know Miriam Adelson, Trump's best friend, Israel's greatest warrior, whatever, person who gave $200,000, $200 million to Trump and therefore bought his second presidency, apparently? The person that Trump does everything for, is willing to do anything for, right? Constitution be damned. The American people be damned. Miriam Adelson's his man, right? You know she doesn't own any casinos in America, right? Do you know where she owns casinos? She's Israeli. She made her wealth in Las Vegas. She still owns some stake in the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which runs a couple casinos, but that's not where her money is now. That's not where her billions are generated. They're generated in Macau and Singapore, which are both under the auspices of the Chinese Communist Party. So why is it that one of Trump's top advisors, a woman who seems glued to his side, her ridiculous face is constantly popping up, smiling like an idiot, their hair going everywhere, you know, being congratulated by Trump for being such an Israeli patriot. Her billions, her entire wealth is in the control of the Communist Party of China, who could come in at any moment. And, you know, they're not shy about it. China, unlike America, will just throw a billionaire's ass in prison. If a billionaire misbehaves, according to the Chinese Communist Party, that company's theirs now. And he's in jail. And somebody else has put it at the head. That's exactly what they would do to Miriam Adelson if she didn't play ball with them. I don't know what exactly she does to play ball with them. But if China is Trump's biggest enemy, why would they allow Trump's biggest contributor to fund Trump off of money she makes in casinos that they control? Probably because they're getting something from her. Can't you see the conversation right now? Can't you see Miriam Adelson getting a call from one of the managers of her corporation there in Macau saying, hey, the Chinese government's here and they're not happy. And they're saying they're going to pull our licenses. This whole operation could be shut down. You've poured billions of dollars into this. You stand to gain billions of dollars. And the Chinese government is here saying they're going to take it all away this afternoon. But they need something from you. Unless you can give them a reason not to shut you down, they're going to confiscate your entire casino empire tonight. These are the people that Trump surrounds himself by. Israelis whose entire fortune is tied up in Chinese businesses are his like number one advisor and number one contributor. You realize how crazy that is? You think China wouldn't do that? Why not? Like, why wouldn't they? This is the thing. I was talking about my predictions earlier and how accurate they tend to be because they're not complicated to figure out. And I'll tell you the secret. I'll tell you the secret ingredient to being right about the world around you. Imagine you're a psychopath. Imagine you are a just inhuman monster. Imagine you're the worst person in the entire world. And then just, you know, predict what you would do then. Like, if you were in charge and you're a deviant scumbag, what would you do? And then you can just protect the elite, you know, 2 years out. Because it's the truth. So put yourself in the mindset of the Chinese Communist Party. Are they going to give Miriam Adelson the benefit of the doubt? Are they going to, you know, sure, she can make billions of dollars. Like, they're not us. They're not retarded. They aren't interested in selling out their people or offshoring their economy. They actually care about their people to some degree, in some way. Yeah, I know most of them are miserable and poverty-stricken, and yeah, they'll throw you in a chair where they lock your arms of the chair and leave you there for a couple days so you can starve to death. I'm not celebrating the Chinese Communist Party. I'm saying that they're pragmatic and aggressive and unashamed at using their state power to progress their people's interests, which is not being served by allowing Trump's greatest contributor to make billions of dollars off of them, unless they get something worth it in return. So why do you think the negotiations with China over the trade agreement seem so one-sided? Why is it that at the end of the day, not only is TikTok sold to Larry Ellison so that he can censor on behalf of Israel, and America in return gets 600,000 Chinese students, because we're being screwed over by every level, from hostile foreigners, from Miriam Adelson to Xi Jinping working hand in hand to screw over Trump, who's being played like a fiddle, who's being puppeteered willingly, it seems, at this point. Yeah, it matters. Yeah. This connection to Israel we have is destroying us. It is the primary engine of our destruction. Now, Antifa, I won't tell you where they came from, attacked the TPUSA event. I played some videos yesterday during our interview with Stuart Rhodes. One of the videos that was really kind of painful to watch was a video of a conservative guy, a TPUSA guy, who was trying to sell T-shirts. He had a cross. He was wearing a cross. He was sitting up, you know, standing up in front of his thing. He was surrounded by agitators, rioters, Antifa, who stole all of his stuff. And when he went chasing after the guy who was stealing his stuff, he was attacked. The Christian guy, the white guy, never threw a punch. Yet, after being, you know, bloodied, he was arrested. And now we have confirmation of who it was that attacked him, who bloodied him. The man's name is Jihad. I'm not even kidding. From Postmillennial. Rioter named Jihad arrested for assault after Antifa violence at Berkeley TPUSA event. A rioter with the name Jihad has been arrested and charged with assault and robbery after being involved in the chaos of the TPUSA event at the University of California, Berkeley, according to police. Jihad, I'm going to try this one. I'm going to do it. Defrepolez. DPH. How do you pronounce DPH, please? I'm sorry. Can a vampire with a lisp tell me how to pronounce this freaking name? Two Z's. They got two Z's at the end. And his first name is Jihad. And look at that face. I think he should replace Nancy Pelosi. I think Nancy Pelosi's retiring this year. I think we have a replacement. I think everybody can say hello to Congressman Jihad. this is all he needs. He doesn't even need to campaign. He can be like, hey, you know the guy that assaulted the white Christian guy and then got him arrested at the TPUSA event after we killed Charlie Kirk? That was me. And he'll get 90% of the vote off that alone. And look, now the white guy gets arrested. Guys, see if you can find the video. There's video from sort of bird's eye view, and you can see the whole thing. The guy in the red shirt is literally standing there. This other guy, Jihad, runs up, knocks over his table, knocks over all of his stuff. The guy in the red shirt chases after him, grabs onto him, never throws a punch. He's left bloodied. Now both of them are arrested. The white guy was arrested for, I guess, being assaulted. Didn't even fight back. Had his stuff stolen. Surrounded by a mob. And I've got statements. Oh, and boy, in, you know, in response to this, I mean, the Trump administration has issued the most powerful statements, okay? They don't mean anything. Nothing's happened. But they're outraged, guys. Trust us. Antifa is an existential threat to our nation, says Attorney General Pam Bondi. The violent riots at UC Berkeley last night are under full investigation by an FBI-led terrorism task force. We will continue to spare no expense unmasking all who commit orchestrated acts of political violence. That's a misspelling. That's fine. She's just the Attorney General of the United States. Under Trump's, under President Trump's leadership and pursuant to his executive order designating Antifa as a terrorist organization, the Department of Justice and our law enforcement partners are dismantling violent networks to seek to intimidate Americans and suppress their free speech and First Amendment rights. Really? What does that mean? What do you mean you're dismantling violent networks? How? What? But how, though? Who have you arrested? What have you dismantled? Which communications have you seized? Which bank accounts have you closed down? Who have you thrown into prison? Who are you charging with a RICO crime? You haven't done anything. It was October 8th, over a month ago, that people who had recently been beaten by Antifa, a woman with a black eye from a recent assault by Antifa, was in the White House telling you exactly what you needed to do and what you were doing, and you gave the most strident and powerful speeches about the need to round these organizations up. Nothing has happened. Nothing. The only people in America who have been indicted in any way associated with Antifa are the people that engaged in a military-style ambush trying to murder ICE agents in Texas. They at least have been indicted. But unless you literally have a gun and are shooting at ICE agents, you're not even being looked at. So again, it's almost worse. Shut up, Pam Bondi. Shut up, Dylan. Shut up, Cash Patel. Shut up. If you dismantle Antifa, we'll learn about it. You don't need to tell us. I don't want to hear anything else. If you arrest Antifa, we'll know you're doing something about it. When you storm in with the Marines and haul them away in a truck and charge them with federal crimes that stick, you won't have to say a damn thing. We'll see it on the news. So save it. Pam Bondi, save it. Carmeet Dylan, I don't want to hear another word. It doesn't matter what you say. You're either lying or you're wrong or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but when something happens, we'll know about it, and that's what we care about. So it's like the inverse of like when kids ask, are we there yet? It's like, we're still driving in the car. We're not there, right? It's like, you don't have to keep asking. You don't have to keep telling us. I don't know. It's just, there's something about this where it's like, it's worse than not doing anything. You're just teasing us at this point. And again, the outrage I feel at the betrayal of the Trump administration, the utter incompetence, it is so infuriating at this point, precisely because it is a choice they're making. Going back to the first thing I said on this show, this is a choice. We know it's a choice because we've seen Trump act, we've seen his administration act with extreme, unprecedented, I would say illegal, rapidity and aggressiveness when it's something they care about. This, again, is just, it's so unbelievably insulting that we as Americans have been begging for years for something to be done about the universities. People were bringing up Trump's tweet from 2017 saying UC Berkeley is out of control. They led Antifa riot. They're invoking the heckler's veto. I won't allow this. Now, he was president at the time, did nothing about it. Here we are, whatever, 8 years later, still not doing anything about it. And the whole time, these universities have been engines of communism, engines of anti-white hate, engines of transgenderism and radical leftist politics the entire time. They teach courses called Abolish Whiteness. Their newspapers print articles saying your DNA is evil, white people. Evil will only be eradicated from the earth when white people no longer exist. And we, the American people, who are the target of the left's ire, target of the left's violence, the ones who have fought for Trump, got him elected, broke with our friends and family over our support for him, and we get nothing. And here we are, 10 months in to a second administration, and we're having to beg for them to do anything, and they won't even do it. They won't even do it. When at the exact same time, you have them moving heaven and earth, not because universities are teaching classes saying abolish the Jews, right? Not because, people are going in and being told your DNA is evil, Jewish people. And this is an official, statement from the university newspaper. But because students on those universities chose to protest the genocide going on in Gaza, being done with our money, and in many cases, money from the university itself. So again, this is not unequal. It's not that it's happening to them and it's happening to us. They get attention, we get kicked. We actually are under attack from the university system. The university systems have been infiltrated and warped and perverted to the point where their primary output is radical leftist, anti-white idiots. And we can't get anything done about that. We can't get anything done about the mobs of Antifa allowed to run wild and attack mothers and their children trying to go to a TPUSA event. But there's a little university in Massachusetts, and yesterday, some students there wanted to hold a protest, wanted to hold a demonstration, a memorial sort of service for all of the children killed by Israel in Gaza. Do you want to see how the university responded to that? Would you like to see what happens if you dare to protest the genocidal behavior of the Israeli nation on American campuses? Because you can go to an American campus, you can stand right in front of a cop, and you can say, Charlie Kirk deserved to die, and I hope you're next, and we're coming for you, and nothing will happen. But if you dare to feel sorrow for the babies that Israel has killed by the tens of thousands, you want to see how you'll be treated? Clip number 8. Let's watch.
Back up! Back up! Let's go! Back up!
Hey, get up!
Back up!
Take your knee off his
back! Back up! Back up! Back up! Back up! Back up!
Shame! 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 Shame!
Shame! Yeah, and there's an insulting quality.
Shame on you!
To the attention, to the care, to the aggressiveness. To the things that the Trump administration is willing to do, that the university administrations are willing to do, they will slam you to the ground and arrest you for holding a sign at a pro-Palestine contest. But if you're a TPUSA speaker that's being assaulted and having glass thrown at you, you'll get a strongly worded letter 2 days later from somebody in the DOJ. So again, it's just, you can just imagine. You can just, you know, you don't even really need to imagine, because it does exist for the Jews. They do have a government that represents them, cares about their interests, goes to extraordinary lengths to serve them, make them comfortable, make them safe. So you really don't even have to imagine. But you could imagine if white people had a nation. Wouldn't that be something? Defending our interests. Or just Americans, any race, color, and creed. We don't have that. So there's just something pathetic about the lack of action from the Trump administration. And it's just insulting, honestly. It's just infuriating. I mean, I don't know if you remember, just this year, Trump administration has aggressively targeted Ivy League universities, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Penn, Brown, Cornell, and Dartmouth through executive orders, federal investigations, and financial penalties, primarily citing failures to combat campus anti-Semitism amid pro-Palestinian protest. Again, not even something they should even be doing. College students are allowed to protest. And they can. They can protest whatever they want, whenever they want, except for Israel. And in that case, the whole of the federal government goes into hyperdrive to hold Harvard over. I mean, they're ready to destroy Harvard. Not because they were in there. You know, again, just because Harvard's the best example. A Harvard professor taught a class called Abolishing Whiteness. Okay? There's nothing even remotely the equivalent of that when it came to Jews. No. It was just that people protested the actions of the Israeli state murdering tens of thousands of Palestinians, civilians. And for just allowing free speech on their campus that conflicted with the desires of the Israeli lobby, they've had the book thrown at them. They froze their funds. Billions in federal research grants and contracts frozen or canceled. $2.2 billion from Harvard in April, $1 billion from Cornell, $510 million from Brown, $400 million from Columbia, $175 million from Penn. This pressured schools into compliance, causing hiring freezes, layoffs, and austerity measures. Most Ivies capitulated with deals restoring funds in exchange for fines and payment. And they basically just, you know, unleashed the entire toolbox of federal funding and restrictions and compliance measures. Don't worry, they sent a strongly worded letter to UC Berkeley after a mob attacked Antifa members. TPUSA members.
I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th, 2025, Veterans Day. You have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale. I was sitting here this morning about to cut the announcement about the free ball cap to celebrate Veterans Day, not just for our military veterans, but veterans of the info war. And I thought, wait a minute, let's extend the ultramethylene blue sale, even though it's close to selling out. Don't worry, more's coming in a few weeks. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air, because the globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building and the website, but not we the people of the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up, and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. So you have 48 hours to buy one bottle of methylene blue, get one free, and the free ball cap right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now again, ladies and gentlemen, we're winning some big battles here. We haven't won the war, and the globalists have been salivating over getting us off the air. They are so ridiculously foolish. We're not going to miss a beat. We're going to be on all the same radio stations, all the same systems. It's going to blow up in their face, bigger than ever. The only missing equation is you continuing to spread the word when we make this move and supporting us at our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, while getting products that enrich you and your family's lives. The only way you fail is not taking action. And don't forget what Thomas Jefferson said during the Revolutionary War. The only thing that evil men in tyranny need to flourish is that good men do nothing. You're the good men and women. Take action now. Support the tip of the spear, thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.